Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I find myself dragging my feet this morning.
Better drink some coffee.
Do you have any?
What? Coffee?
Yes, coffee.
You a cop?
Are you a cop?
Why?
Because it's National Cup of Coffee with the Cop Day!
Today, law enforcement officers all over the country will sit down and build relationships over a cup of coffee.
Let's start the show. Let's get this thing started. Let's do it.
96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up, 6:06. With our producer, Morty, it is Wednesday morning, Carla.
It sure is. It's actually, I thought it was Thursday, but hoped it was Friday morning, because, yeah, just do the math, people. Do the math.
It's only Wednesday.
I know. I'm a day ahead this week, and I don't know why.
Seems like everything's just a little bit off.
It is a little. Mike, yeah, you're talking to me here. Hello.
Say the least.
Hello.
All right, we have a busy morning. Of course, we have those Styx tickets to give away.
Uh-huh.
Also, Jeff Dunham back over at Caesar's Palace. Going to share some of the conversation we had with him a couple of days ago on the phone. Pretty funny. He pulled, and I would hope he would do this. He talked about a little practical joke he played on a date he once had, along
yes,
with
I
his.
Know.
And he uses the term dummies.
Yeah, well.
Which is pretty funny that will air a little bit later on this morning. All right. Sunshine today going to be nice. High in the low 80s, mid to upper 80s tomorrow, 57 now on the first day of the NHL season.
Yes.
Which we will talk about a little bit later on this half hour.
But go Knights, go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're all geared up. I love it. All right, Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, I just have to say bad news for one of Mike O'Brien's favorite shows.
Oh, no.
I know.
All right. We'll find out what that is. Plus some other stories after the Eagles take it to the limit.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, original Foreigner singer Lou Gramm had to pull out of some dates with his band due to severe respiratory infection that he has, dehydration, fatigue, all of that that goes along with it, and Gene Simmons had a medical procedure yesterday for kidney stones.
Oh.
So, yeah. Now, he had a stone removed back in 2009, and he sold it on eBay for $15,000. Gave the money to charity, but
I remember that.
Okay. Well, sure. Is that Gene Stone? How do we know? But I'm sure he had a certificate of authentication. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no,
stepped
no, you're
on
right.
Your doggone.
No, you're right,
okay.
Though. Listen to this. Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles, found out he has breast cancer.
Oh, boy.
This is no joke, people. He has it throughout his family. And, I mean, his mother's sister died of it. Two aunts died of it. A sister-in-law died of it.
Wow.
A sister died of it. Yeah. So he said it's been prevalent in our family, you know, since day one. And I just want men and women to be aware if you detect it early enough. And we've talked about this, Mike. We have some videos out there kind of explaining that. You can have a very low mortality rate. Stage one or two, if you catch it at, you have a good shot at having a normal life. He actually had to have a mastectomy. He's having both breasts removed.
And men do get it.
Absolutely.
As we learned during Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Not to get too much into it, but he saw a little blood on his shirt one day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a sign for guys if that is the case. So don't mess around if something like that happens. Kanye West. You know, he's a preacher now.
Yeah.
He held a Jesus is King event in Detroit. So his way of giving those of the great city of Detroit something more painful to sit through than a Tigers game, I guess. So, wow.
Well,
Kanye.
Thank God the season's over.
Yes,
so.
Thank God, man. And Mike, some bad news. Listen, brace yourself. Are you sitting down? You're sitting down. ABC has canceled Grand Hotel after one season.
What?
Yes. I am not kidding, man. I'm
How
not
kidding.
How can
they cancel the best, worst show of all time?
Exactly.
It is a god-awful show that you have to watch.
You watched all of it, didn't
I did.
You? I asked you one day, are you still watching it? Yes, I have to see what happens.
Oh, man.
Canceling. And for the rest of you, if you didn't know there was a show on TV called Grand Hotel, well, too bad. You'll have to watch it on demand.
Oh, it was the worst show, the worst acting. You'll never see any of these people again on any show.
Oh, that is too funny. Yeah.
Well, and Eva Longoria was the producer, executive producer
know,
of this
I'm
show.
Surprised that,
and she played a crazy woman on it, but besides her.
Yes.
Well,
I know.
That's too bad.
I'm
what
sorry.
Am I going to do now?
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Well,
my,
thank
I'm
you.
So sorry.
Way to kick off my Wednesday.
I know. Listen, if you think, whatever. Oh, hello, that your day is bad.
Yeah.
There are people who actually choose to live in Idaho. So don't think that your day is bad. I'm kidding. That's an insert state or city or country here joke right there.
If you don't mind. Okay. Well, doggone it. All right, 10K payday contest is back. Thank you, Carla, for letting me know. $1,000 winner, the latest winner, Trisha Murphy got the call.
Oh, my God, that's so awesome. I can go on vacation.
Yes, go on vacation.
Disney? Yeah, it's going towards my trip for next year.
Yeah, Disney.
Oh, well, good.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, yeah, that'll take care of it right there.
So
nice.
Think of all the things you can do with $1,000, but even better yet, you qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Imagine that vacation with $10,000, your next chance to win. Qualify in the 10K payday contest, 8 o'clock. You want more details? Just go to 96.3kklz.com. Carla, there's some new music out there. Have a sample of it for you in about 7 minutes.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so there's some new music out there, and I got some audio. Want to play for you, Carla. Of course, yesterday, the second anniversary of 1 October.
Yes.
And actually, today is when we felt.
Well,
I mean, today was when
we did.
It really hit.
Yeah.
Everybody that was not down there. But having said that, Black Sabbath drummer Bill Ward.
Oh, yeah.
He put out a new song to honor the victims of 1 October. And this is called Arrows. So listen to this. Bill Ward from Black Sabbath and his song to honor the victims of 1 October, and that's called Arrows. I don't know what his connection is to Vegas or why he did it, but he did, so it's out there.
Yeah.
And then the other piece of audio I want to play, yesterday you had mentioned this, Green Day and their big deal with the NHL.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Wednesday night on Cox Cable 1038, that's always hockey night.
Right.
So this is Green Day, and this is what you're going to hear at the, as the intro.
It's Wednesday Night Hockey on NBCSN.
You know what?
I love it.
I like it.
It's hockey. Mm-hmm.
It is.
It's hockey. Yeah.
I like Green Day. I don't know a lot of their stuff.
Right.
Except for the, you know, the stuff we play.
Right.
But I like Green Day, and that sounds great.
Yeah.
And I can imagine the video that goes along with that audio.
Isn't one of your daughters a big fan?
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge Green Day.
Yeah,
Green Day and Weezer.
I love them.
Their musical, American Idiot, was awesome.
Yeah. Don't want to be an American Idiot.
Nah, nah, she went to go see that.
Nah, nah. It was great.
It was great.
And she thought it was awesome. So there you go. Some new music out today. Morty got his bag of crap yesterday. Finally showed up.
Yeah, you've gotten two in the last month or two months.
Yeah,
maybe?
You get one, you have to wait 30 days until you can try and get another one.
Is that what it's officially called?
Yes,
yeah, it's called
it
a bag of crap.
Yeah.
What's in it? What did you get?
What did I get this year?
Keep in mind, some people get like really. Sometimes you get surprises like iPods and or iPads. And
preface this. It's a website called Woot, and they're. owned by Amazon. So basically, all this extra stuff that Amazon has, they just throw them in bags and they ship them out.
So you don't know what you're getting.
You don't know what you're getting. It's $9.99. Ends up being like $10 with taxes and everything. And you open it up and it's literally a bag of crap. Or you could get a bunch of cool stuff like televisions.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people get pallets, like pallets delivered to their house, and it's a whole patio set. And
wow.
Yeah, it's... But
I swear to God, yeah. I've never heard of this until you mentioned it the first time.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you, it's really hard to get. Like, I've tried months to get
So have
one.
You ever gotten anything really cool or...
Yeah, the last one I got a bunch of, like, NFL stuff. None that were Steelers, but it was a bunch of other teams I didn't care about. But it was cool. For $9.99, I'm okay with
it. Lion stuff.
But for this one, I got a replacement humidifier pad,
okay.
Which I don't have a humidifier, so I can't use it.
So you got to buy
I got a thing called Cake Splat. It's a thing you put... cake in, and you crank it, and it splats it in your face.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's kind of like Russian roulette.
Finally, Morty, you got that. You actually did get poop, too, didn't you?
I did. I got a little stress poop to squeeze, and squishy. I got an iPhone 7 case that I don't...
Wow.
7. I got shorts that don't fit me, but... But hey, whatever.
Oh, man. Oh, geez.
But it's like that's the lottery. Hilarious. You just keep buying it in hopes that maybe someday. All right, well.
Oh, that's too funny. One day he's going to come in and say, what'd you get? Well, I got masking tape and...
I got tape. And, I got a roll of tape on him right here.
And a 70-inch TV.
Yeah.
What? What?
That's awesome.
One day.
Sunshine, high, low 80s today. Mid to upper 80s tomorrow. It's about 57 outside right now. Wow, if that was enough to know.
I know. Yeah.
A few other things we think you should know. Carla will have that for you after any money. Take me home tonight.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, you guys, this is one of the coolest things I've ever heard. There are self-driving cars. There are self-driving Ubers. All this stuff. There's a company out there developing a self-driving garbage can that wheels itself to the curb. I love this. In case maybe you forget that the garbage has to go out, something like that.
And you program it?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. How cool is that?
Now, why haven't you bought that, Morty?
I love that. I know.
I would. If it existed.
Oh, I know it. Yeah, they're coming up with that. It should be out soon, actually. That's so cool.
Is that going to be at CES?
Oh, I know. Everybody, where were you? Were you by the new smartphones? Were you by the garbage can? It was great. They had it dancing. Driving. They had it. Yeah. It was great. Oh, my gosh. 24% of millennials say, yes, they do indeed have a zombie apocalypse plan in case we are attacked by zombies. So I guess what it is, they hide in their parents' basement and then beat the crap out of the zombie with their participation trophy. Jeez, there you go. Back off. And... today, how very fitting. This hits close to home, actually. Today is Name Your Car Day. Name Your Car. 20% of people actually have a name for their car. They say almost 50% of the people out there have a nickname, kind of a funny nickname for their car. And a little aside, 93% of the people that were surveyed say they can remember the color of their first car. Only about 85% can recall the name of the first person they kissed, though. So there's that. Yeah.
Now, you just bought a new car.
I did just buy a new car.
And I remember your first car, you had a name
I had the Electric Blue Bomb. Yeah. Right. But I haven't really named a car since then. And Angie said to me, she's like, did you name your car? I said, I did. No. You have to name your car.
You have to?
And I hadn't. Yeah. And I hadn't. I said, I don't. No, you got to name your car. And so finally I did, and it just kind of came up one day, and I was looking, it's a white car, and I named her Betty White. So my car's name is Betty White. That was official, actually, as of about 2 months ago, actually. Yeah.
I could see if you had an old white car.
I know.
That would be awesome. Old and still running.
I know. I went with Betty White. You know.
What about Angie? What about Angie?
Hers is like... Oh, no, it's Pushina Corn. That's what it is.
Pushina
Corn. And you know her, Morty. Pushina is like this kind of little cat. She loves cats, and she likes unicorns. So it's called Pushina Corn.
Wow. Anybody else? Line them up. Text in. What's the name of your current car?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we all have names for the first car.
Bet you don't have a name for your car, do you?
You know, no.
And we all have white cars.
Yeah. Right.
I got some great ideas for you guys. I do.
Okay.
I got some good ideas I had to go through.
Okay. What kind of car I have. So.
Yeah.
702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. If you want to do that, text or call in.
Yep. Just a few things you should know.
Just talking about the percentage of people who actually name their cars.
Lots of them. Man.
You can text in 702-739-9636. And a lot of people remember the name of their first car as opposed to the name of the person they first kissed.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-huh. I know. This is great. So I've gotten some pictures from people. Somebody sent me a picture of their 99 Ford Ranger. It's red. Her name's Ruby.
Uh-huh.
I got Carla. I had a Chevy Beretta. Wow. I named it Christine because the door locks would randomly lock and unlock.
Oh, just like in the movie.
I was driving.
That was a freaky movie.
Oh, no kidding, it was. Oh, my gosh. Teresa, she said, I just bought a new RAV4, a silver one.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have a name yet. And I said, hey, how about Quicksilver? She said, I like that, actually. Monty says, she Lou, she said, if you can pronounce it, it's Navajo for my horse. Sarah, my car is named Jeter. Got it when Derek Jeter was retiring.
Oh.
You know, it was all over the news. I'm not even a Yankee fan, but thought it was a good name.
Mm-hmm.
Shauna, the Beast, 19 Ford Explorer. My last car was a Mustang, and this one is such a beast compared to Sally. That was her Mustang, of course.
Mustang Sally.
Of course, yes.
I'm surprised how many women...
I know it. Now, there's somebody did write in and said, I bought a Kia Soul, and of course, I had to nickname it Hamster Box.
Okay. So.
Did you have a name for any of your cars?
What? No.
No?
I can't even remember.
No?
The first car I actually bought on my own with my dad's help.
Right, yes.
Was,
well, yeah.
Was an El Camino.
Okay.
Down in Phoenix.
Badass.
And it still had that, if you know what I'm talking about, it had the canvas over the back.
Oh, yeah, covering the back of the,
it was sharp.
The bed,
And bought it for $1,000.
Wow.
And it got me from A to B, the first official car I ever had, and I think it was like 1977.
Okay.
Other than that, you know, my dad, our family always had a couple of cars.
Okay, but no names?
No, I can't remember a name.
God.
I fell asleep at the wheel, wrecked and totaled it, and it was over.
Okay, next, Morty, a name for any of your cars?
I had a blue Tacoma, and I called it the Blue Meanie.
Oh, I like that, the Blue Meanie.
Yeah. Okay.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right. On 96.3 KKLZ.
We just want to know what's your name of your car or what the name of your first car was.
Yes.
And even better yet, why?
Yeah, exactly.
You have to have a reason, right?
Well, yeah. And some of these are very fitting. One of our listeners, Tatiana, said, I have a black 92 Mazda Miata. Named Merlin.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I had a blue Envoy named Car Bluey after a tire blew out on the highway. Car Bluey.
See, John's like me. I don't think you ever named your car, did you?
No.
No.
Oh, man, no. See, this is a guy thing right here. My high school truck was a Ford Ranger. We called it the Danger Ranger. No explanation needed. I love it. Have a Volkswagen Jetta, and her name is Greta the Jetta. She's German, so she had to have a German name.
Okay.
See,
I like
Mike,
it.
You right. had one.
I did.
Yeah.
The blue, the yellow, the orange.
Yeah, the
Kim, what about you?
Well, it's my daughter's car, actually. Her name is Edith.
The car's name is Edith?
The car's name is Edith.
I love that.
And the story behind the car is when she was going to college, we needed a car that was not super great, but solid.
Yeah.
And so we went to the dealership and we found it's a 2001 Buick LeSabre Custom.
Yeah.
And when we were digging around through the paperwork in the glove box after we got it, it was owned by, and it had low mileage, it was owned by Doris and Albert from Palatine, from Illinois.
Right, right.
So we thought Doris and Albert's car should be named Edith, so her name is Edith.
I love that. Awesome. However, Doris would have been great, but Edith is so fitting.
Yes.
Especially for a Blue LeSabre.
Yes. The minute you said Buick.
Right.
I
think you got it.
As a father, having a daughter drive a Buick LeSabre,
yeah.
You know nothing's going to happen.
No.
Because it's like a tank. You have a great day. Good call.
Love it.
Thank you guys, too.
June, what was the name of your car?
Well, this is my first car, and I'm 62, going to be 62.
Oh, my gosh.
Yay.
Yes, and you named your car?
Donnie.
For Donny Osmond?
That's right.
Aw. You just bought a car so you could do that.
No, my husband bought the car for me.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
Well, you must have been very good that week.
I must have been.
Okay, you have a great day.
Thanks for the call.
Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Good morning. I'm a listener from Las Vegas.
Yes.
In response to your question, the name of a car.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a car, so I have a name for any bus I take.
Oh, perfect.
Big Boss.
Big Boss.
Get on the Big Boss, right?
Yeah.
Which you could take, I suppose.
Anywhere.
You know. Sure.
Big Boss,
exactly.
B-I-G-B-O-S-S.
Okay, thank
that
you.
Down.
I am writing that down right.
Thank you. Yes. Have a great
day. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listen up, Las Vegas. It's your chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, like.
Like, L-I-K-E, like.
That's it, right there. For your chance to win $1,000 right now, text like to 45911. Again, that is 45911 to win $1,000 and qualify for that 10K payday. Enter like at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ the app on your smartphone. Again, the word like. You have 15 minutes to get that word out there. Now, you get a weird number calling you in about a half hour or so, go ahead and pick it up this time. Might be our own Beasley banker telling you you're putting $1,000 in your pocket. Again, the word like, text it off. 45911. You have 15 minutes to do it. Good luck.
I don't know what to think between Morty buying bags of crap.
Oh. Oh, geez.
And you doing poo talk. Who has more time on their hands? This is what Carla did yesterday, everybody.
You know, the talking poop emoji on your iPhone. Yeah.
This is what Carla did with her friend yesterday.
Hello. Welcome to Turd Talk, where whatever we say is a gas.
A UNR graduate.
Welcome to Turd Talk, where everything we say is a gas, and we're actually 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
Poop.
Yeah, okay.
A UNR graduate, radio professional, stand-up comedian who has done late-night TV specials and everything else.
That's me and my friend Lynn, and we just started playing with the poop emoji on our iPhones.
One more time. Hold on.
Poop.
There.
Because there's nothing cuter than when that little poop emoji says poop.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah, that's...
Poop.
I know my parents would be proud.
I'm sure. Thank God you did it after they passed away. All right, sunshine and warm. Going to be nice today. High in the low... 80s, mid to upper 80s tomorrow. Great. It's about 63 outside right now. Besides that, Carla will have her own take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oh my gosh, Beverly Hills Cop coming back.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Perfect. After Kansas.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
By the way, Mike, somebody wrote in and said, Mike, don't laugh, but there's nothing like getting the poop emoji voice from your spouse when you're having a bad day.
I'll remember that.
See?
Hold on.
That's it, right there.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
Why did that make me feel good?
Oh, entertainment sponsored by Kane County Office of Tourism. Plan your adventure to Kanab at visitsouthernutah.com. Well, Eddie Murphy says that, yeah, he is going to do another Beverly Hills Cop film. He said we're doing it after Coming to America 2. And the plan is to get back on stage and, of course, do stand-up. Now, he's making a whole lot of money to do a few specials for Netflix. I'm still blown away. I know he's hilarious and all that, but I haven't seen him do stand-up in years.
Right.
So we'll see. We will see. These movies, he said, Saturday Night Live. He says, I'm looking at it all as kind of a bookend.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I decided I wanted to stay on the couch forever, you know, I'd at least end it on a funny note. The axe in Jack Nicholson's The Shining. Did you all see The Shining?
Yes, and it's back in theaters.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you can see it again on,
Red Rob.
Very disturbing. Yes, yes. It has been sold for more than $200,000.
Wow.
The axe from the movie. I know. That's, wow. I don't know if that's scary or impressive. Wow, uh-huh. Man.
Honey, look what I just bought.
Yeah. It's an axe? Oh. Well, all right then. Okay, whatever. And also, I just want to wish Kelly Ripa from Live with Kelly and whoever it is now. Ryan Seacrest, yeah. A happy birthday. She's 49 years old today. So if you want to send her a little something, maybe, I don't know, something from the Baby Gap, something like that. She is like a twig. Eat a sandwich. Girl, you look like a selfie stick.
Something.
Man, alive.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. By the way, 10K payday contest.
Yes.
Still going on. You still have a couple of minutes to enter the word like, L-I-K-E, to 45911 for the $1,000 to qualify for the 10K, the $10,000 grand prize. Either enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com. All the details and rules about the 10K payday contest is on our website if you want to check that out. Jeff Dunham, who we've had on the show a couple of times, coming back to Vegas, appearing over at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
We shared some time on the phone with him the other day. And I don't think he's ever told this story.
This is great.
But, you know, with all the characters he always has around, and he keeps them very close.
Oh, yeah.
He talked about this practical joke he played in college on a date that he had. Listen to this.
When I was in college, this is when VHS was, you know, popular.
Yeah.
And so I had one of those giant cameras, but I hid it in my apartment amongst the dummies. I had a little display of dummies, and I hid it in the dummies, and it was pointing at the couch. And I had a date come over, and I'd only been dating her a little while. And so there's this videotape of me on the couch with this girl, getting kind of romantic. But then, why was I videotaping her? Because I had radio-controlled one of the dummies. All I wanted to do was get her reaction when one of the dummies across the room started moving by itself.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. This girl going with this Texas accent going, that dummy just moved. I go, no, it didn't. Yes, it is. His eyes are moving.
That would freak anybody out. I would have to imagine that would just freak you out.
Oh, that's great. What a great idea, though. What a great idea. Only a ventriloquist would think of that.
Or could pull it off.
Yes.
Jeff Dunham, of course, going to be back at Caesar's Palace. All the information about dates and the complete and the entire conversation. He's such a good guy.
Yeah.
With
Jeff
Dunham.
We enjoyed it.
On the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Those tickets for Styx. Got those to give away, and of course it's Wednesday, so Kazookie-okie Wednesday.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning. You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So all week we've been giving away tickets for Styx over at the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms. This is for next year. And you might think, wow, next year. Yes, it's only months away.
This is the date
Sunday, January 19th. Now, when you think Styx, you think, big songs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, anthems and big production.
So we didn't want to disappoint.
With another segment of Kazookie-okie Wednesday.
Ha ha ha!
There you go.
Woo!
There you go.
Yeah!
That's how you do Kazuki Yoki Wednesday. All you have to do is figure out by title the name of that song that we're playing on our kazoos from Styx.
Yes.
We'll get through news and weather. Got the phone lines on hold right now. But after that, start looking for caller number 9 with the correct answer, 702-739-9636. It was so nice. We got to play it twice.
Yes.
One more time. Chance to win those tickets for Styx with another segment of
Kazuki Yoki Wednesday.
After listening to that masterpiece,
yes,
can you
yes.
identify that Styx song by title we're playing on our kazoos?
Renegade.
Yes.
Good job.
I would have to say that's one of our best efforts.
Yeah, I have to agree.
With harmony and everything else.
Most definitely.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you very much. All right. You got the tickets. You're going.
Yay!
It's going to be Jan 19th, a Sunday night over at the Palms inside the Pearl Theater. These tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And
okay.
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Awesome. Thank you.
10K Payday Contest. Another winner.
Yes.
Felicia Kress got the call from the Beasley banker. Her reaction when she found out she had $1,000 in her pocket.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Dogs everywhere.
Ow. Ouch. Okay.
Ears perking up.
Ow. Ooh-wee. What are you serious? I think is what she said.
Felicia Kress, latest winner in the 10K Payday Contest. Your next chance to win less than an hour from now. Wendy Rush will have a new code move for you. Top of the hour, 10 o'clock. Make sure you're listening for that. Weird, wild, wacky stories coming up in the other news. We're going to do that after We Will Survive. Gloria Gaynor.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by Clark County Credit Union. They have those low auto loans for only 2.99%. Check this out. Carla, a woman in Canada recently found a rare vintage Rolex in a couch.
Yeah.
She bought from a thrift store for only $25. Now, she went to go see how much the watch is worth. Turns out at least $250,000.
Okay. All right. Nice.
So now the woman plans on using the money to, quote, buy a house and get a boob job.
Well, you know what? Good two, yeah. Fabulous things.
Yeah, three, actually.
Kidding me? Well, yes, you're okay. Right, Mike. But, well, you know.
How old is she?
A pair is one, so.
I would have to look. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Is she older or younger?
I don't know. Does it matter?
Yeah,
I would think.
Does.
No, I would think she's probably a little younger. No, yeah. Are you kidding me? If you're older, get it done.
Yeah.
Jeez. Thinking of having these things kind of propped up a little bit. So, just saying.
A couple of brothers in Iowa got into a fight over that guy who raised money for charity after he held up a sign asking for beer money on ESPN.
Oh, geez.
They had nothing to do with this guy, but they just got in a fight over this guy.
Okay.
One brother was arrested for domestic abuse for punching the other guy. They have nothing to do with this guy.
No, they don't. But they're brothers. They're
brothers. I
says
bet you.
Who? Says me? Oh,
beer
says
was
you?
Involved.
Oh, yeah. Says you.
Uh-huh.
God.
Mom didn't even like you.
Yeah. Oh,
by
didn't
the way,
like you.
You were adopted.
Yes, that's right. But they sent you back.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Stop.
Oh, man. on. Well, in Fairfield, Connecticut, they arrested a gentleman, 60-year-old Randall Heighton. He was sleeping outside of a deli in a hot pink thong. Officers arrived and they said, "Hey, dude, you can't do that." He said, "I always sleep this way. Hello." Mm-hmm. So they had to charge him with public indecency. There was a little bit of booze involved there as well. Yeah, exactly. I don't know about that one.
Oh, okay. Well, stop that.
60 years old in a pink thong. Oh. I mean, that, you know.
Well, real men wear pink all throughout the month.
They do wear pink.
They
absolutely do, Mike. And Michael Axelson is his name. Madison Heights, Michigan. Now, he was stopped. You know, he was stopped by the cops, mm-hmm. and they thought he had a little too much to drink. 53 years old. They said, "Can you walk a straight line?" He said, "No, I can't, but I can do this." And he did the splits instead.
Oh, I like that.
Wanted to prove that he wasn't drunk, but he blew a .21 and he was charged with the DUI.
That's too bad.
That's why he did the splits. He couldn't feel anything.
Exactly.
Couldn't do it if he was sober.
Here's what I'm saying is I hope it is not snowing in Madison Heights, Michigan. Yeah, because if he did the splits and he went down there and... Ooh, and anything else split, that, you know what? Yeah. You had to scrape him off of that that ice and snow. Oh, poor guy. It is Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
A nice little story out of Florida. A good story.
What?
So, yeah, Barney donated... about $15,000 to Hurricane Dorian relief. Now, here's how it went. It's Florida's Siesta Key Oyster Bar. It is in Sarasota. They're famous for having customers staple dollar bills to its walls. And people heard that, you know, they wanted to help out, so they were stapling dollar bills like crazy to the tune of actually over $15,000.
Oh, wow.
So they spent... They spent most of the last few weeks of this past September taking the dollars down gently because they're stapled up there. Some yeah. people nailed them in. So they said they had to remove them gently, and most of the staff helped to remove all of those dollar bills, and they gave them all to Hurricane Dorian Relief Fund.
Wow. How
cool
much?
Is that? $15,000, but all dollar bills. So
all just hanging up in yep. this bar.
Yes, exactly. You know those bars where they'll, like, cut your tie off?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And stick it up there. The ones that they have bras up there.
They do that out like at that. Bonnie Springs.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So.
And so, yeah, $15,000.
That's awesome.
That is
that's
really
a great
cool.
story.
Yeah,
that's why
Florida
we say.
Story.
And a Florida story.
I know.
Who'd have thought? Anytime you hear a good story, you want to pass it along, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Inspirity. For employees, benefits, and full-service HR support, visit Inspirity.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have your next shot in about 20 minutes for that $1,000. And, of course, qualify for the 10K grand prize of $10,000. Do that at the top of the hour. Recapping the show, we talked about naming your car.
Yes.
And even more important is to why you named
yeah.
what you
yes.
did. And we got some great calls, people texting in. It was awesome.
They're hilarious.
Our thanks to Jeff Dunham. We shared some of that conversation. What a joke. That, you know, with having the dummies there in the same room where you're kind of sitting on the couch with your date.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you see one of the dummies move. If you want to hear the entire visit, it's on our morning show page at 96.3kklz.com. Like I said before, tomorrow we'll share some of the visit we had with David Lee Roth. David Lee Roth coming to town with his yeah. residency, and he was 95 miles an hour. But we'll do that. And glad to hear that Morty got his bag of crap.
Yeah.
But still nothing real good.
No.
It's all good. It's
well,
just good
sure.
crap.
I mean, you can always use masking tape, right?
Yeah.
Right?
And bubble gum. That's his, and he's happy with
and
it.
And a squishy stress poop.
Nice.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Oh,
there you go. Bring in the squishy.
We'll put it right here.
Squishy stress poop. Exactly, Morty. I love it.
Hello.
Oh, shit.
Welcome to Ted Talk.
Yeah, that's tomorrow morning. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.